Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Carolina Sprint Tour winner Jaden Bowling. Then we'll speak with Mooresville's Cole Cabria about his big win up in Illinois. And we'll have a conversation with Carolina Clash winner Banjo Duke. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Lakeview, South Carolina, Sean Harrell won the race and crowned track champion. Fayetteville, North Carolina, John Ruggiero Jr. gets that win. Brody Rhodes wins at New River All-American. Southern National Motorsports Park to Tyler Matthews. Camden Gully a winner at Orange County. And speaking of North Carolina, nothing beats a Wilkesboro weekend. Catch the Z-Max Cars Tour October 18th and 19th at North Wilkesboro Speedway. The racing doesn't get any better than this, and they're crowning a champion after the checkered flag. Get your tickets, camping, and VIP access at NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. Virginia at Lonesome Pine to Brent Nelson. Landon Abbott victorious at Langley Natural Bridge to Mike Altabelli. Sawyer Tinker gets the big trophy at North Georgia. Sonoya to Mason Massey. Stephen House victorious at Winder Barrow. Hendry County, Florida. Tyler Clem gets that win. Hayden Odenby wins at Tennessee's I-75. Duck River to Jaden Frame. And Corey Hedgecock, the winner at the Talladega Short Track in Alabama. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off his first Carolina Sprint Tour win at the King of the Carolinas, Jaden Bowling. Hey, Jaden, welcome back to the show. We've gotten an opportunity to chat with Jaden when he was a Legends racer, some micro sprint racing, and now he gets to wear and did wear in Victory Lane the crown and the robe. What's that like to have all that dressing up in Victory Lane where you got to put the hat and the robe on and all that stuff?
It was something special for sure. And to start off, I'd like to thank you and everybody for allowing me to be on the podcast and acknowledging the success that we had over the weekend, which is pretty cool. And
It was a pleasure to watch, through the different apps and such. Our guest, Jaden Bowling, on the ProFabrication.com hotline, started out kind of okay or so in the earlier warm-up laps, if you will, the hot laps, and then on up through the different prelims before the feature, but a strong run finishing ahead of the newly crowned series champion Cole Cozad and the absolute master of Carolina Speedway in years of late in sprint cars, Eric Riggins Jr. What has it been? This is your first winged sprint car win. You've elevated your game as you seem to do each step of the way. Now 19 years old, winning winged sprint car events. Well, has it been people around you? Is it equipment? Is it something, beyond what we're seeing? What can you tell us that it is, adding not only your great driving ability, but now a lot of giddy up in the race car?
Yes, sir. Well, the man behind it all is the good Lord above. He's blessed me since I was a little boy and has blessed the racing team. And he continues to bless me every day, every minute, every hour. So all the thanks will go to him. And second is the team I have behind me. I feel I've got the best of the best in the business.
Jaden Bowling is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. King of the Carolinas winner. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it. Just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. But the people, as you were saying, behind you now have names that folks would recognize. Brian Kemenaw Racing out of Ohio, and a guy we see in the NASCAR playoffs, Christopher Bell. What's it like having all that experience and information around you?
It's like a dream come true, without a doubt. It's pretty awesome to be able to. Well, for example, before we went to Carolina Speedway, we were at Brian Kemenaw, Christopher Bell shop that whole morning into the afternoon, and he was helping me get my car back in order and going through it and kind of teaching me the basics and hooking me up with a hot rod setup like he always has done. And to be able to have him on the wrenches, and then have Christopher Bell, as people know him, C-Bell, to be able to call and pick up advice when we need it as far as behind the wheel. It's our dream come true, and to be able to have those kind of connections is just...
Now they're connected to royalty. The king of the Carolina winner, the Carolina Sprint Tour, Jaden Boldling, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Driver development of your process has been something we've been able to all live and see from the Legends days through the micro sprints, which I know you're still doing, and now into the wing sprint car. What have you as a driver been doing to match up, to continue to grow your talents and such? Is it more sim work? Is it more physical things? Is it a different diet? What's helping you be better you? Videos? Video games? What is it?
So what has been helping me a lot with the sprint cars is just watching a lot of videos of, you know, like what you were mentioning earlier, Eric Riggins at Carolina Speedway and places like that, and just watching a lot of NCAR cams, just seeing what those drivers would do, and then kind of putting my touch on it and just making it full circle. But I would say the biggest help has been Christopher Bell. As we know, Christopher, he is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best in the business. From dirt to asphalt to road course, whatever you put him in, he seems to always come out on top. So I would say he has been the biggest influencer to that.
Well, he certainly picked a young man that we've been glad to know and watch from his early days of his career, Jaden Boldling, to have on his side. C-Bell's friend, as you would say, Brian Kemenaw Racing, Jaden Boldling. King of the Carolina Sprint Tour winner, a big, big victory last weekend. He's off to Rockfish Speedway this weekend. But towards November, you've got a big event with your sponsor and the tour. You're going to go up to the Cowboy Classic at Beckley on November 2nd?
Absolutely. That's the next one on the list. We're going to take this downtime that we got and continue to build on it and see what else we can improve and see if we can get 2 for 2 for the tour. That would be a pretty sweet one to win.
Going to have some barrier fencing graphics on your car to match up with their support of the event?
Yes, sir. With it, barrier fencing has been a big influencer to my racing. Of course, being the main sponsor, and they've allowed me to do what I love to do and succeed at what we love to do.
Jaden Boldling, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We saw a lot of chaos in the closing laps of the race, so just trying to minimize that, make it more about a race than people just using each other up.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
While I don't think it's going to be a home run, I think that it'll be in the right direction.
So many opportunities to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick.
For the latest NASCAR news without a restrictor plate, it's PRN's Garage Pass. For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com.
Raising country music from the fast lane.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Racing Country.
Hi, I'm Christopher Bell, and this is the fastest 2 hours on the radio, Racing Country. I still have a lot to prove to compete at the level that I want to compete at. We have more to accomplish in the sport, and we want to do better than what we've done the last 2 years.
Racing Country.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. We've been seeing him around Mooresville, North Carolina for a while now, but goes up to Illinois, Wayne County Speedway, 40-lap big event, $5,000, Dan Robinson Memorial, and takes the win in his race car. Hey, Cole Cavery, welcome to the show. And first off, what kind of car were you in? Let us know, monster truck. What were you driving for those 40 fast laps that got you $5,000?
Yeah, we were in a Micro Sprint 600cc, super light, high horsepower, fun race cars, dirt cars.
And they are fun, especially when you win $5,000 like our guest Cole Cavery did at Wayne County Speedway over the weekend, the Dan Robinson Memorial up there in Illinois. Great track, especially for those micro sprint cars. But before we get to talking about cars, we'll learn a little bit about you. I understand the nickname is Mo. How do you get a nickname Mo?
So, funny story. It was when I was little, Larry, Curly, and Mo. I have two older brothers, Chase and Colin, and unfortunately, Mo stuck with me, and so I've been called Mo my entire life.
Wow. Well, Cole Cavery, Mo, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, won $5,000 in a micro sprint at Wayne County Speedway over the weekend. And one other kind of around the personnel side, I understand your dad was a professional wrestler. What can you give us some insight there?
Yeah, that it's always like a good party story. You know, my dad was a wrestler, so that was before I was born. He did that growing up, and he it's something else. He's always showed me some of his tricks, and it surely is amazing to see, what they actually do inside the ring.
What was his ring name?
Lightning Lou Perez, like Doink the Clown. He played like, there's so many. I only know a couple of them, but it's something else.
Well, Cole Cavery, you are something else nowadays. Winner at Wayne County Speedway, 40-lap feature, $5,000 to win the Dan Robinson Memorial. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. To get kind of more focused on the racing a little bit here, you had a new frame, a new chassis, the thing that holds all the parts and pieces together. What can you tell us about how Royal Chassis helped you get this victory?
It was amazing. It was a last minute deal. It was actually my brother Chase's car, and he let me take it up there for the weekend. And it was Sam Johnson working on it. It was Sam Johnson frames, Royal Chassis, and man, those things are truly amazing. They it helped me get that win, and just drove phenomenal all weekend.
Cole Cabry, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, new chassis and a first time winner. What was it like to finally get on top of the podium and to know that, man, that big check is coming over here for me? What's that feeling like?
It's no other feeling. I mean, I've chased it for a handful of races now and trying to get it. And it's just, there's no other feeling you can explain it. Like it's coming across the line. You're like, we finally did it. It's a little more, nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I would think so, especially with great drivers like Cole Kirkman, Daniel Robinson, Brant Woods, Brecken Reese, some of the other drivers in the top five, chasing him right to the finish line. Our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, winner at Illinois' Wayne County Speedway, Cole Cabry, in the micro sprint, taking the victory up there. But it was a little bit of work. I understand that you started up front and then kind of had some blinks in the middle, fell back a little bit of the ways. How did you work your way back up, and how much of a gut check is it when you fall back to go, hold it, I'm still going to do this? What are those moments like inside the helmet, and how you make that helmet talk to the foot and so on to get up and take the win?
Starting outside pull, there's everything in your head is like, I can win this thing. And falling back early, it's definitely like, oh, dang it. But the track was like ice. We had to, be a light foot and just keep it around the bottom. And we just picked them off one by one. And I, like I said, the car was so fast that I felt like, you know, it was doing most of the work out there. It, it really, really made my job easy, and we were able to pick them off pretty quickly. And I think we led like 30 laps or something like that. So, yeah, the car made my job a lot easier.
Cole Cavery taking his Royal Chassis into Wayne County Speedway's Victory Lane up in Illinois. The 40-lap 5,000 to win Dan Robinson Memorial. He got to take that back home here to North Carolina. And congrats to Cole Cavery on that win. Our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where do you go now? What's the future like? Seeing some photos on your socials that, you know, you've ran tracks all across the country. You know, is this still something that is not solid? What, where will you go next?
Yeah, I love traveling racing. It's always fun. I love Millbridge too. And, racing new people every time is pretty sick. So, we're actually going to head up to Coles County in 2 weeks and race their Halloween Clash. So that would be fun. I'm back in my Hyper. So it'll be a little bit of a change, but always, you know, willing to learn and try out new racetracks. So that should be fun.
Coles County coming for Cole Cavery, or the other way around, probably. Cole Cavery, right? Coming for Coles County. But he is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. $5,000, you know, pretty well-known, you know, family in racing. And as we said, wrestling. Did you get any interesting texts after the win? Congratulations from folks you didn't even know were watching.
Yeah, there was. I actually was speaking about that with some friends. I'm like, it's crazy to see how far this reaches, because there's some people I haven't talked to in a while that will reach out, which is awesome. And it just shows how good the racing community is, you know. So, yeah, I mean, everyone congratulated me, people I haven't talked to in years, so which is pretty sick, and it always makes that win a little more special.
Check out Cole Cavery on social media. They call him Mo. They call him winner of the Dan Robinson Memorial. Thanks for being on. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm PRN's Alexis Eric. Want to listen to PRN anywhere you go? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to live race broadcasts and have on-demand access to your favorite shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, Garage Pass, and PRN's At the Track. Download today to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available on Apple App Store and Google Play. Find more information at goprn.com.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission
is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner of one of the most prestigious Carolina Clash races they have going, the Slick and Ed Gibbons Memorial at Sumter Speedway in South Carolina, Banjo Duke. Hey, Banjo, welcome to the show. Man, what a field of drivers to win out against. But I understand you had a special car. Let's start there. It wasn't your car. Whose car were you in? And, you know, How did all this come about?
I was in train chassis owned by Austin Mintz, and I'm not sure if Austin and Gerald are in together on it. I didn't really get into that, but I'm going to just say Austin and Gerald, and you know, had a brother helping us, Justin Mintz helping us with it, and, you know, we put together a really nice weekend.
And those guys used to race against the Gibbons back in the day, the old I-20 days and such, am I right?
Gerald and Lee Mintz, the two brothers, they race against each other, and Austin and Justin are my age, and we actually all race against each other. Austin had a health issue to where he couldn't race anymore, but right now he's trying to get healed back up, and they asked me to run it, and we did a little test on Friday night, and this past weekend was actually our first time getting together and racing, and we just put together a good weekend.
Oh, a good weekend, a great weekend, a tremendous weekend. The Carolina Clash Slick and Ed Gibbons Memorial at Sumter Speedway, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline is Banjo Duke. And hey, you know, I kind of know what your real name is, but how'd you get the nickname Banjo? What's your real name?
My name is David Duke, and Banjo came about. My daddy nicknames everybody. Everybody in the family's got a nickname, and he was a big Banjo Matthews fan whenever he was younger. And I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He built fast cars for people for years and years, and that's kind of where it came from. I was kind of, when I was little, I didn't race, like I told you, I was in the rodeos, but I would work on things, and he just always called me his little Banjo when we started racing.
Man.
My little Banjo, because I would build things, work on things, and kind of, it just stuck, and that's how it ended up.
Well, Banjo Duke from rodeo to racing, our winner this weekend at the Carolina Clash, Slick and Ed Gibbons Memorial, Sumter, South Carolina, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. And Banjo, I understand you've had experience with ProFab headers. What do you think of them?
I'll put them as one of the top headers on the market by far. It always gives you power if you bolt them on. Best looking header that they make. And the good thing is when they start looking bad, you can send them back and they bring them back to you like they're brand new. And it's just wild if you've ever seen that, the way they refurbish a new header, old used header.
And great endorsement from Carolina Clash winner Banjo Duke, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Ben Watkins, Christian Thomas, Gray Parton, Ricky McLean, Big A, Adam Yarborough, Devin Morgan, Willie Milliken, Benji Hicks, Steve Banal, Dale Timms, other drivers. I mean, you beat an all-star group of drivers leading all of the laps there at Sumter over the weekend. What is that feeling like? You haven't raced a lot of late models lately. How's it back, come back out of semi, rest or retirement or whatever you was doing? But to beat cats like Ben Watkins, any of those guys, that's showtime there. What was the feeling like to get this win?
To get this win, it meant so much, you know, to us and well to me when it comes to being the hometown kid. And yeah, we got so deep into this street stop game because they got so much money on the line here, there, and yonder that I kind of put the late model to the side. And we ran earlier this year and ran second in this race last year. So we've been right on the edge, and finally we got it. And man, it was extremely emotional. It was an emotional event and race for us to win because not only did, you know, we won it for, you know, Ed and Slick, and Slick's wife was there and she gave me a big old hug. But then, you know, racing for Gerald Mintz, who was one of my racing heroes whenever I grew up, I used to love that white 28 getting around the track. And man, it was really, actually, out of all the wins I've had in my life, it was probably one of the most emotional wins.
Emotional, coming, you know, tremendous, yeah. Field. And our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Banjo Duke, getting it in. I know the Gibbons and you go way back, and you know, what can you tell us about how you got started in racing and how the Gibbons name was a major factor in not only getting you started, but then getting you nuts and bolts and things like that to keep you going? What's the story?
Like we talked about a little earlier, I was about 8 years old, and I was a big, you know, we were all in the rodeo. My family pushed me being a bull rider, and to be totally honest, I was absolutely terrified of pretty much all animals and being on them, but I did it, and the horses didn't bother me so bad. But getting on a bull, they'd open the gate and I would literally let go and give Jesus the wheel. But I was terrified. But somewhere along that lines, I started hanging out with Ed's son, Gib, and they took me to a go-kart race one day and asked me if I wanted to drive it. I said, well, you know, why not? You know, so I got in it, actually got in a wreck and had to go get checked out at the hospital at eight. I think I was 7 or 8 years old. I had a bruised rib, and then from then on, I begged my daddy for a year to get a go-kart, and that's how we got started.
Wow. And Ed and Slick Gibbons, the memorial race that our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, the Carolina Clash winner Banjo Dukes, helped him get started, and now he ends up in the emotional victory lane, as you could tell. And man, that had to be something. So you got this win, you got it checked off on the box. Do you go street stock racing a little more? Are you going to do a little more late model? Are you going to mix it up? What's up?
I don't really know. Well, definitely street stock, because I have I'm with the State Tree Service, and I'm their pretty much full time driver in street stock. I got a full ride with that, and we've been very successful. Our next trip's gonna be at Charlotte with that car, and then if this Florida storm doesn't get me down there doing storm work. But all in all, I'd like to get back in late models. I know me and Dawson talked about getting back together, and Austin and Gerald talked about getting back together and running some more limited races with that car, because that was actually a 525. It wasn't even a super.
Oh wow!
It was a 525 crate motor.
Well, Ed, let's leave it there because time is about to run out. But congratulations, my friend. Banjo Duke back in victory lane in a late model. The Carolina Clash winner of the Slick and Ed Gibbons Memorial in Sumter, South Carolina last weekend. Super to see you back there. Fans, what a time. Get out to Sumter Speedway and see the entire Duke family. They run the show down there and really making that track beautiful. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
This is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines for the 4th annual Women with Drive, driven by Mobile One Summit, taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, December 9th through the 11th to kick off PRI Show Week. As a property of Women in Motorsports North America, this conference brings together both women and men to discuss the current issues and needs to advance opportunities for a more diverse and inclusive environment to help grow the motorsports industry. Head to womenwithdrivesummit.com to learn more and register now.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Speaking of grassroots racing, nothing at all beats a Wilkesboro weekend. Catch the Z-Max Cars Tour next weekend, October 18th and 19th at North Wilkesboro Speedway. The racing doesn't get any better than this, and they're crowning a champion after the checkered flag. Get your tickets, camping, and VIP access at northwilkesborospeedway.com. PRN at the track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Thanks for listening. So long.
PRN at the track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.